Welcome to the council meeting, sir.
Thank you. Right.
So we're right to proceed if you are.
Okay, thank you.
The floor is yours.
Thank you, Mayor and councillors. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to the meeting today. I guess just first of all, just wanted to thank Guy and the finance team for all their help throughout the audit process this year. So all that went very smoothly, and appreciate all the hard work that went in from the finance team and others at Gilgandra. So the audit, substantially is complete, and I guess an unmodified audit opinion under Section 417 of the Local Government Act has been issued, and I guess within the financial statements, there's both the statutory audit opinion under the Local Government Act, and then also the opinion or the report on the conduct of the audit that is tabled also in accordance with the Local Government Act. So I guess I just wanted to sort of highlight some of the key components, mainly around the first of all, the report on the conduct of the audit. As I said, unqualified audit opinions issued. There is a snapshot given in that report on the conduct of the audit just around the operating result for council for 30 June 21. And council did record a surplus of 4.8 million as against 4.4 million in the 2020 year. I guess that is reflective of a number of movements, but includes, I guess, some increases in some of the operating and capital grants. And there's been, I guess, some other movements, I guess, within other aspects of the income statement. In terms of the benchmarks and the ratios the council has to comply with under, I guess, the OLG guidelines, there's six of those that are outlined in the report on the conduct of the audit. I guess very pleasingly for council, you've met all six of those ratios, so that's certainly not always the case on many councils. So I guess that reflects well on council in terms of your financial position and I guess the performance and the overall management reflect within the financial statements, I guess. In terms of the areas of focus in the current year audit, which was tabled in the close report that went back to management, revaluation of the infrastructure assets is always a key area of the focus. This year, stormwater was subject to that comprehensive revaluation. I guess we were comfortable with the way that the indexation and the other movements were reflected there around that movement. I guess the COVID-19 impact, not a lot of major impacts for council, but I guess that was something that we looked at. I guess quality and timeliness of financial reporting, as I said, everything has been done on time, and we had good cooperation and assistance with Guy and the management team. So that all worked well. We were able to sign off the opinion within the appropriate timeframes. Capital expenditure. In the current year, we looked at, Council's capital works program, which was approximately $9 million, that included some major works on some bridges in the ECOD, the QE Heritage Centre. We looked at those and we were satisfied with the treatment as well in regards to that. In terms of new accounting standards, probably not as much to be concerned with in the current year as there was in the prior year. Obviously, the revenue standard is one that always has to be looked at now, but I guess we're comfortable with the way that was reflected in Council's financial statements. The only new standard this year was the AASB 1059 service concession arrangements, which Council assessed and we audited, and there was no major impacts. In terms of audit adjustments in the current year, there wasn't anything overly significant. But there were some corrections to the numbers that were presented in the financial statements. But as I say, not nothing to be concerned or that was overly significant. So all in all, I think it was a pretty good year. And as I said, it worked well. And I guess we're happy with the way the process worked.
Thank you, Guy. a question. Just how would you rate this council against other like-sized councils, rural councils, in regard to our financial accountabilities?
Yeah, look, I think pretty good. I mean, in terms of some of the other councils that we do, there's some that we're still working on and we haven't finished yet. I guess that's reflective of, you know, they've had some challenges in certain areas. So I guess Gilgandra certainly hasn't had that issue. I guess the overall control environment is reasonable. There are, I guess, a number of management letter items that we've raised, and there's some stuff around, I guess, re-evaluation to certain infrastructure, property, plant, equipment assets that needs to be picked up, which will be done next year. But there are some improvements, as I say, around the internal control environment. But I think generally, given that council is performing well against those benchmarks set out by OLG from a financial perspective, I think you're in pretty reasonable shape.
Thank you for that. Ben, any other further questions? You've got this pretty easy look.
Thank you. And again, just wanted to thank Guy and everybody for the help through the process.
Okay, on behalf of council, I'd like to acknowledge our finance staff. I think we're well regarded in regard to our management and recording, and this further reflects that. Well done, Guy.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you.
Thanks, Luke.
All the best.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Luke. Thank you. Okay. So what'd that cost? How much does he
charge? No.
Well, I think the pleasing thing is that for another year in a row, we've had an unqualified audit.
Yes.
Meeting all our financial benchmarks. And as I pointed out earlier, that's the key financial statistics of this council are very positive. So congratulations to all the council.
Yeah. I don't think as a group of councillors you can take all. We've got to take all the
northern one.
All the thanks in all honesty.
No.
Okay, councillors. Given that little interlude, I'll proceed with the meeting, and we'll go on to the reports from staff. Then the first report on page 2 is the fully operational plan, and it's. It's an attachment just with the recommendation there that be adopted.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, I just note that the Director of Community Services took credit for all the financial reports.
I really apologise for doing that. I will fix that in the next financial year. But I'm really pleased with my performance.
Yes, and I'll move that.
Thank you. Councillor Mocker, noting that little change. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Murphy. Is there any further discussion on that?
No.
I think in the past we've questioned this operational report that it's very wordy and big document. I think Neil's pulled his hair out over it.
It's a nice concise document, Matt.
Yeah. But you take that and that led into that.
Yes, exactly.
And that's
they complement each other.
Worthwhile.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll move on. The quarterly budget review at the 30th September. This is the first quarter, so we haven't done much damage. I do note overall that our projected deficit across council is reduced considerably.
A note, Mr. Mayor, on page 12.4. That's the report we're on, I think it is. Overall position talks about a.
What page?
Page 12.
The original budget estimate for the Gilgandra Shire Council's year end was a budget. Was a result on deficit.
Yeah.
Deficit of 609. Review indicates an estimated result of a 266.15 surplus, which is an improvement of 342. That doesn't balance, does it?
It's different. It's more like 160.
No, wouldn't that be a 266.157 deficit?
Yeah.
Just a slight correction.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rick.
Guy's taking that on board.
Yeah, I'm not following where it is.
Page 12?
Page 12.
Overall position?
In the summary, it's just for reference to surplus, which should be a deficit.
266,157, I think that should read, said surplus should read deficit, that's all.
Okay. I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carry. I didn't get a move into that, did I?
I don't think, not that I'm aware of.
No, you didn't.
Well, I have got to have myself.
Can I move it, please? I'd love to move it.
I'd appreciate that, Councillor Fear. Do I have a second at this time? Councillor Baker. I will now put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carry. The recommendation becomes a resolution. The end of term report there.
Yes, councillors. Well, in, as a part of the attachment, you've seen the end of term report. Really, there it's just to be presented and be endorsed.
Excellent, excellent document.
Not acknowledged the efforts of the staff involved. Thanks, Councillor Baker. Second, Councillor Walker. Any discussion on that?
Councillor Baker would actually like an email PDF version of that.
It is. As well as be circulated in some
of the attachments.
No, we're handing back our iPad today, and you can't hold it down and then send to somebody.
It's on the website.
It's on the website. Okay.
It's a very big document in the sense of megabits.
Yeah, 8 pages.
Right, I'll put that all out in favour.
Aye.
Yes, Gary. Established unit of a tree nursery expansion, Kalvinda. This is just a report for notation. Something I'll be keen to see the new council progress.
Hello. I'm actually
You're very welcome.
Happy to move that recommendation, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Walker. Second, Councillor Naden.
Thank you. I'll
put that all those in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carried. I'll just move the other foods here. A report on concrete recycling, which stemmed from a question from Councillor Mudford last meeting.
It's a detailed report. There's a lot in it.
It's a complex process.
Yes.
Report for notation. Would you like to move that, Councillor Murphy?
I'll move that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a second to Councillor Baker?
I'd like to there is a chap in Dubbo Hardcore, Soils and Earth Moving, they crush concrete. So whether that'll be interesting to new councils, if they realise this, there's a lot of. Can I speak on this, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
It's really in a too hard basket, the concrete up here at the waste facilities, and I suppose this is what we've got to do, go through it this way. There's a lot of concrete recycling around the country. What they do, I don't know, but up and down the Pacific Highway, all the bitumen, the old concretes. Dug up and recycled and put back in the roads. I know Moree got a recycling thing up there that they do the Narrabri Shire and sell the concrete to the farmers or back into the roads. Just seems to be too hard. But anyway, there's someone in Dubbo there.
There's a mover of the resolution or the recommendation. Would you like that the report be noted? And that council make contact with the mob in Dubbo?
I don't think we can do that, Mr. Mayor.
Can we?
We have to go through a procurement process, that's why.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I've actually spoken to Hardcore and Dubbo, so they've expressed an interest already in crushing our concrete, but it's a matter of volumes for these councils to make it viable to actually. We looked at it with a regional contract. It wasn't viable for the councils to actually engage someone because of the volumes.
Too small, not enough.
Not enough, to do a milk run. When the time comes, we definitely will be going out to a quotation process.
Yeah, we'll follow the procurement process.
There you go.
Right, okay, so the report been added. We've got a mover, and the second was Councillor Mockler. Is there any further discussion on that? If not, I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carried. The committee meeting for adoption. First one there is the aged care meeting. I'll just ask Deputy Mayor Councillor Walker just to finish this section off in regard to promotion and economic development committee.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. No dramas, thanks for that.
Any questions in relation to the aged care?
Yeah, I have a question. If there was no quorum, can they make recommendations that we need to adopt?
Well, it's probably, no, it's not really. It's the council endorsing the
minutes.
The incentive, or the intentions of the meeting.
Right, yeah, well, that's, yes. Yes, and the same with the next set of minutes.
I might appreciate it if you did.
Can I ask a question about the aged care? Did anything come up about the tendering for the fire for Kiwi?
Well, it was discussed, and yes, I might call on Daryl for this, but we've managed to install the tanks and pad, but we had no responses for the tender for the pipeworks, which was to connect the tanks to the pumps. Mm-hmm. We had three responses. Mm-hmm. Two were very, very expensive. One was within our budget, but it was out of scope. So what we've done is we're exploring other ways of getting that work done.
So how do you get out of a tender process?
Well, those tenders didn't comply, essentially.
I don't believe it was a tender process. I think it was a quotation.
Quotation. Because it has to be done, doesn't it?
It does have to be done, and that's the difficult spot that we're in. I think it's another one of those issues where, because it's taken quite a while, the costs have gone up. And you may recall we tried to do this in a segmented way to reduce the costs, and we have managed to do that, and Carmel's done an excellent job. But we've got to a point where we need basically expertise that we don't have in-house necessarily. So that's something that I'll be working with David and Daryl on to see how we handle that.
Thank you.
But yes. I guess the other point I would like to highlight in the Aged Care Committee report is the work that's been done at Kui Hostel, and the actual resident rate at the moment is far higher than it was last year. And looking pretty solid.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. So it's a credit to the staff who have been there for the last 12 months.
Can I just say, as a councillor that was on the Disabilities Committee, I was disappointed and I let the GM know we weren't going to have a quorum in our November meeting, but I thought, as part of the disability services being our last meeting, that we could have still met to say thank you to the disability people that actually come to our meeting. I was disappointed as a councillor not to have that opportunity to say thank you to the people that bring the disability report to us. So, the disappointment was there from us that are leaving that didn't get that opportunity.
Can I, through the mayor, he seems to have disappeared. Over there.
It's declared an interest.
So. Oh, okay, of course, sorry. We do have the advocate for Arana Living who's retiring after 17 years, and we have a function for her on the, I think it's the 3rd of December. Don't put that date down yet, but I think it would be really appropriate if we invited the members of the disability
community. I really appreciate that, please. Yeah. They went to a lot of effort to get them here and to write a report with them to give us an idea of what's happening. So it's great.
Yeah. So I'll do that.
That'd be great. Thank you very much. Mm.
Moving back into the business paper, on page 32, there's a recommendation that the notes of the committee aged care and also the economic development can be noted. Do I have a mover and a second?
I think it's Mr. Acting Mayor. It's noting the first one and adopting the second one.
Adopting the second one.
It was in fact a quorum. So I'm happy to move that.
Councillor Mochlin, do I have a seconder for that?
I'll second it.
Councillor Peer, all those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. And we'd like to invite Mayor Batten back to the room, please. Out of the naughty corner, here he is.
Information and
notation. 33. Yep, 33. Mr. Mayor, Catherine's hopping around today. Good trip. Reports for information and notation. The bank balances.
Yep. Outstanding.
The fund balances. And investments. Outstanding matters from previous meetings.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, just got a couple of updates. Please. Okay. So in terms of the Gilgunja Cultural Precinct EOI, that again's been advertised this week for the Kiwi Heritage Centre kiosk. That's in the Gill Weekly from today and on our website. And the October page in October, the Sports Council minutes regarding the sports tourism consideration. Just a note that it says to report to this meeting, but it was a report to this council.
Thank you. No further questions? Mud for drain. Do another turn. Development applications?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, the second one there is that the Office of First Aid Station at Turawina? It says Utha, but then it says RFS is the applicant.
Yep.
No, is that another one?
It's out of Tondra,
is that the new RFS?
Oh, it might be new RFS one out of Tondra, is it?
Yeah. Okay, and details on those developments. And the recommendation there that those reports be noted. Thanks, Councillor Moss and Councillor Nain. I'll put that all that in favour. Okay. The Category B correspondence, the Cuthbert and Macquarie County Council on the 9th of October. And the recommendation that correspondence be noted. Councillor Mudford. Councillor Peer, I'll put that all those in favour. Thanks, Kerry. And councillors, on page 40.
No, that shouldn't happen.
3 minutes past five, I'll declare this final term council meeting closed. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, thank you.